The Pat Miller Program, from the Windows, Doors, and More studio, with designers on staff to help you figure out how to remodel your kitchen and bath on WoWo, 1190 AM, 107.5 FM. Depend on it.
And we roll into our second hour today on the Pat Miller Program. Thank you all for being with us today. So a lot of things that we're discussing, for example, relative to China. We've talked about some medical issues with Lee Kelso. Todd Bensman, he's the Senior National Security Fellow with the Center for Immigration Studies. And there are just tons of angles to be talked about right now about activity down and around our border. But first, let's welcome him to the program. Todd, so good to have you back. How are you today?
Great to be here. Thanks.
Yep, thank you so much. Now, I read the headline of your most recent article. And I've got, as soon as I saw it, my first response in my head was, I didn't read that right. There's no way I read that correctly. Washington won't let Border Patrol arrest human smugglers, even if they're offloading their aliens right in front of them. How can Border Patrol be Border Patrol if these are the rules that they're working under? And is this part of the overall plot, do you think? We will winnow down their ability to do their job till none of them want to do their job, and we won't do away with Border Patrol. They'll undo themselves.
Well, those are great questions. I guess the first thing I'd start with about that is, when I was down on the border on the southern part of Texas, the Rio Grande River down there,
right?
The first thing I noticed was that the riverboat pilots, the Mexican drug cartels, smugglers, the coyotes that are paddling the rafts filled with immigrants over, had no fear whatsoever of us or police or National Guard, and that they were unloading right in front of badged and gun-toting officers and soldiers without fear over and over and over again. And I just couldn't quite shake that. So I started asking, you know, how are these boat pilots who are breaking the law, they're getting out of their boats and standing on the Texas shore. Why isn't everybody tackling them and, you know, hauling them off in cuffs, you know? And the answer was that we're not allowed. Nobody's arresting the smugglers. Nobody knows whether this came as some sort of a written order or it's just a local kind of regional. Because I know they're busting coyotes and on other parts of the border, but on this part of the border is where the epicenter of the mass migration is, where the families are coming across in large numbers and are being allowed to cross. So I suppose if you require Border Patrol to bust the smugglers that are bringing them over, then you're not allowing them across. You're interdicting and obstructing them. And for whatever reason, the Biden administration has decided that they're not going to obstruct that traffic in any way. And so a little bit later in my trip, I was with a Texas Department of Public Safety officer on the ground at the river. And a Border Patrol supervisor asked him to go fetch a raft load of immigrants. We all saw it coming. And just before we left, I was with the DPS officer. I overheard the Border Patrol agent say, and don't grab the smuggler, leave him alone. And I kind of couldn't believe my ears. So this is the reason why the smugglers are so bold and comfortable. And I see them bantering back and forth with law enforcement officers and National Guardsmen. It's like this strange truce that you occasionally heard about in World War I, where the Germans are on one side of the line and, you know, the Americans are on the other, and at Christmas and they're all kind of singing with each other for that one night or something, you know. Very strange.
Well, let me ask you, how can somebody who's working at the border, and I've got to believe that most of those people are there for the right reasons. They became Border Patrol officers for very noble reasons. How can they keep their morale up when they're being undercut like this, I don't even begin to understand why this is the way it is, or why, or how it is. I don't even know what I'm asking. I mean, it's just, it's like it
well, here's,
it, you almost
here's
have to suspend belief.
It's what's unusual and even historic with this mass migration is that an American government has decided to allow unobstructed illegal flow over the border as a affirmative, assertive policy. And that is just so strange. The only way that you can enable that to happen is if you make sure that your law enforcement people who are trained to stop it aren't allowed to do their jobs. You have to pull them off the line. This administration has done that in this particular sector, but they've also done it with ICE. They've changed the rules of operating engagement for ICE deportation officers, and they are no longer allowed to chase criminal aliens or do deportations of any sort, except maybe the most dangerous, you know, murdering serial killers. But even those have to call Washington, D.C.,
yep,
get express permission for that one thing. And so this isn't that unusual for this administration. They have effectively ordered open borders. And the men and women of Border Patrol, I just want to point out, are very upset over this. This is not what they signed up for. It's not what they trained for. And when you can get them talking down there on the line, they're very angry, very demoralized, and want to leave, frankly.
Let me ask you about that, because you've been down to the border a lot from your office up in the Dallas area. You're down at the border quite a bit. You probably see some agents down there repeatedly. I mean, you see somebody that you saw a couple of months ago or anything. Can you see in their eyes, can you see them losing hope as they're trying to do their job, as they almost see their calling just frittering away in front of them?
Yes. The thing that they really that really bothers the agents the most is to have to sit there and watch these thousands and thousands of people just pour in through them, and that their job is Walmart greeter. That's their job. They are not allowed to do anything except process them in. And this is just nothing like what a Border Patrol agent's job description is. I hope they can survive this administration and that we don't lose too many of them. And the same thing goes for the ICE deportation officers. I interviewed one and wrote a story based on this. He had to stay anonymous, obviously, just because. And
sure.
You know, I wrote this big piece, and they're the same way. I mean, they have nothing to do. Their job, they're literally, they don't have anything to do. Their jobs are just ended.
You know, I did an interview just a little over a year ago with Tom Homan, who, of course, used to be the head of ICE. And Tom Homan told me, and I'm going to be honest with you, I like Tom Homan. I've interviewed him when I've been in Washington, D.C., at the fair, Hold Their Feet to the Fire, the Radio Row events a couple of times. Tom Homan is a great guy, and I thought he was starting to snap. I thought he was off his marble, because he painted a picture for me, almost what you're talking about right now. And he said, if we don't keep Donald Trump in the White House, let me tell you what the border is going to look like. And when I got off the phone with him that day, I was very discouraged, but I really thought he was painting too dark a picture, that that's not even possible. Well, Donald Trump didn't get reelected. You have Joe Biden, who, you know, his hand-picked person to oversee the border, the Vice President of the United States, still hasn't gone down there, still isn't talking to governors and mayors in that area, and it has become at the border exactly what he portrayed. Here's my fear. My fear is this department, these departments that deal with this over the course of the next 3 years will become so dismantled that even if we replace the Biden administration with another presidency to the right and one that loves America and wants to protect our borders, it might take us 2 or 3 years just to find people, just to rebuild our status down there on the border.
Well, yeah, it's funny. The Biden administration always talks about, the officials always talk about how they're having to rebuild and repair the damage that Donald Trump did. But it's actually the opposite. They are the ones who are creating real damage, real programs being dismantled, real law enforcement not being done, people fleeing the agencies and retiring and quitting and getting out any way they can. That's real damage.
Yep.
That's going to have to be repaired. That's what's going to have to be repaired before it's all said and done. But, you know, Homan was right. It was very predictable. This was predicted. I predicted it, too. I wrote, you know, quite a few columns prior to the election saying this is just going to go terrible on the border. And not only me, but the Department of Homeland Security did an intelligence assessment and released it in October of last year, a month before the election. And they had a whole section in there predicting that there would very likely be a mass migration this year down there. And they were kind of dancing around the why of it. But it was very predictable. I mean, it was so foreseeable. You know, you can't go from one kind of philosophy of enforcement to another one that's so radically different without seeing a change. And that's what we're seeing. But I will say one other thing, Pat, is that it's not universal along the entire length of the border. I talked to a border agent friend of mine out in the Big Bend sector who commented on my story today and said, out here, we're still busting the smugglers because it's a very different situation. So they are busting smugglers elsewhere. But in this section, which is where the largest number of illegal immigrants are coming through as family members, all normal life as we knew it has been suspended and turned upside down.
You know, you're down at the border so much. I don't know if you've had a chance to actually have sit-down conversations with local mayors and county sheriffs, but we're getting stories up here as we look at this, Todd, and we're talking to Todd Bensman from the Center for Immigration Studies. We're getting stories where even Democrat mayors are basically looking at Washington and saying, are you guys kidding me? I mean, this is killing our cities. We've got thousands of people coming into our small towns that we can't handle this, and it's destroying our cities, and you guys are doing it to us. Do you see or hear any of that down there?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Just this morning, I was on the phone with Sheriff Joe Frank Martinez in the Del Rio area, Val Verde County, this mm-hmm. morning. And he's a Democrat, by the way,
right.
In a historically blue area, who is just absolutely over, you know, he's pulling his hair out. Because the illegal immigration flood through his area is sucking up all of his resources, his jail space, everything. All of his guys, his deputies are out there doing child babysitting and immigration duty. And he is really, you know, beside himself about it. And I said, well, Sheriff, are you going to switch over to the Republican Party? And he said, no, you know, I don't plan to do that, because, you know, this what's happening down here really has nothing to do with party. It's just border security. It's fundamentally nonpartisan. It should be fundamentally nonpartisan. But he says, you know, I can't just have my entire department for years, you know, sucked into this immigration stuff.
Well, my fear is, and when they say, no, I'm not switching parties, you know, because, you know, this is just immigration. This is just Pat Miller talking. This isn't you. But if they don't get a handle on that, Todd, they're going to wake up someday and they're not going to have a city or a county government to run. It's just going to up and leave them. It's very sad. Todd, you and I could go on for hours. I always love when we have you on. And as per usual, every time, the clock is my enemy. And so I have to run. But listen, I appreciate it. I'm going to have this interview, we'll have John put this up, and also a link to your article about Washington won't let Border Patrol arrest human smugglers, even when it's happening right in front of them. We'll put a link up to your article so that everybody can know. But for your time today and until our next time, which I'm sure won't be very long, Todd, thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Podcasts by Federated Media.